under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, October 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Epoxy Pro. They're based out of Sheboygan, Michigan, been in business for 38 years. Industrial clients, military clients, individual homeowners have been using their products for 38 years. These are one-and-done treatments of your concrete floors. They actually use a grinder to create a bonding surface. They apply the epoxy. It's a liquid. They can put colors in it. They can put specks in it, swirls in it, a little bit of grit to make it non-slip. You can do it yourself. You can have it professionally done. Text me EP for Epoxy Pro. I'll send you their contact information. If you want to go to their website, epoxypro.com is the website. You can look at their products, the materials. I believe there's a video there you can watch on how to do it yourself. Do it yourself, you save a ton of money. $2 a square foot. Do it yourself. You have to rent a grinder from a rental tool rental company. Basically, let's say you have a 500 square foot garage. $2 a foot, $1,000 for the materials. $150 perhaps to rent a grinder. You can have a one and done permanent floor in your garage that will actually improve, increase the value of your home. Make cleaning the garage a lot easier, look better, and you never have to deal with dust and dirt in the garage ever again. You got oil spills from leaky engines, it wipes right up. It does not stain the concrete. You just take a rag and it wipes the oil right up. You want to hose it down, use a squeegee on it, dries, you're done for the entire year. Again, text me EP, I'll send you the information. A lot of mailers was in the mail yesterday from these various campaigns. You have to understand that this is game on. In 2 days, this Saturday, 9 o'clock, 9 days of early voting starts in Michigan. Now, I'm recommending, I've been advised, that we should not turn in our absentee ballots or vote early we should vote on Election Day, November 5th, as late as possible. Patrick Kobach was on a call last night. He explained his reasoning very simply, making it more difficult for the other side to manipulate ghost ballots. You know what that is? We've talked about it many times here on the show. However, ads in newspapers, mailers in the mailbox, TV, radio, it's game on. And you have to understand that this is trying to influence your vote. You have to get this done, folks. This information needs to get out there to the people to make sure they understand who the best candidate is. We're going to get into what you can do specifically to help get out the vote. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Getting information out to people that's not partisan. not Republican, not Democrat. What am I talking about? The PAGS video. I'm going to play it in the next segment. I'm not going to play it now because I want to reach a different audience. A lot of people head out for lunch, 11:30. They are in their vehicles. They're turning the radio on. They're listening to the show. We're going to play it in the next half hour segment. You've heard it many times. Many of you have asked for it. Many of you have shared it. A lot of you haven't. National syndicated talk show host Joe Pags created a graph, bar charts, graphs of 9 indexes looking at 4 years of President Trump, 4 years of Biden-Harris. He talks about the research. He talks about the bar graphs. He puts them into a video that you can share with people. Very, very simple. PAGS, P-A-G-S. What do you do with this video? When you text me PAGS, I send it back to you. What do you do with it? Well, you share it. Who do you share it with? Well, family, friends, people you know, people are in your phone. You're going to share it with your contacts. What if there was a website that if you texted me 10X, I send you the information for you to go to 10xvotes.com, put in your information, sign up to have access to be able to search a database online, on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. Something that you can do from home while watching sports this weekend. Well, when you go to the website, 10xvotes.com, you put your information in, you then are able to access a database. 1.7 million Republicans in Michigan that are concerned, that are been, I should say, searched, researched, filtered, and found to be low propensity voters. What does that mean? Last 4, 5, 6 elections, they've only voted 1 or 2 times. They aren't necessarily reliable, automatically guaranteed to be voting on November 5th. Well, here's the main point. The main point is that these people simply do not feel it is their civic duty, responsibility to vote in every single election. I have a hard time believing that, but be what it may, that is the case. The website created by Lance Griffin and his partner, Drew Bourne, took the time to filter and find these Michigan Republicans. In searching to find out whether or not your friends, your contact, your family, your coworkers, people you go to church with, people that you know that are deer hunters, do they vote every election? When you search for them and you find out that they do not vote in every election, you're able to contact them. I've explained the phone conversations that I've had with 56 people I found in my phone in about 15 minutes of searching for them on this website. I put them into a folder to store them, then I was able to click on them and call them. 5-minute phone conversation. I'll give you a perfect example. My electrician, Rob Thompson, Elk Rapids Electric. Strong, fiscal conservative, business owner, Trump supporter, strong Republican. But the guy is so busy at his business, he doesn't always vote. Well, I called him and I explained to him absentee ballots. I explained to him 9 days of early voting. I explained to him Tuesday, November 5th. You know what he said? Thank you, Randy. I did not realize that we had that many options. He said he's probably going to go and vote this Saturday. This guy showed up on the list as a low propensity voter. And I knew exactly why. If you wanted him to do an electric job for you, he's like a month and a half, 2 months out. Yeah, Randy, okay, you want something done this week? Okay, I can maybe get you in the week of December 15th through December 20th. I'm like, dude, you're busy. He goes, yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, it was kind of interesting. He said that depending on the outcome of the election, especially now that he's basically only serving clients, customers here in Antrim County, he doesn't need to travel. He doesn't need to go to Traverse City or Charlevoix or Gaylord to serve his clients. He's such a good electrician at a fair rate that he gets a lot of referrals right here in our own county. He says, Randy, depending on the signs I see in their yards when I pull in, actually, kind of determines how much I'm going to charge them. I said, that's your business. You do what you want. Absolutely. But he thanked me for calling him and reminding him about 9 days of early voting, reminding him that the election is a week from this coming Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day. He actually looked at his calendar and he said, you know what? I have a very light day on Tuesday, November 5th. I think I might even be able to go in person. I said, Rob, if you can do it, that would be most preferred. Don't vote early. Vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Another guy that I had in my contact list that I looked up and I found, I gave him a call and I said, George, really? He goes, what, Randy? I said, you're showing up on 10xvotes.com's website as being a low propensity voter. In the last 4, 5, 6 elections, you've only voted a couple of times. He goes, I didn't know they had the ability to track that. I said, yep. He said, Randy, to be honest, I'm so crazy busy at my business, I don't even have time to research the candidates. I don't even know who to vote for. I said, well, can I talk to you about it right now? He said, sure. I got a minute. I said, vote for every Republican on your ballot. Vote for O'Grady and Fink. I use a baseball comparison acronym for it, outfielder. O'Grady and Fink. I said, then the only other thing you need to do is consult with your local county party about your local races. He goes, Randy, I don't have time for that. I said, okay. Knowing what county's in, I reached out to the county chair of that Republican party. I said, do you guys have a flyer for your candidates? He goes, yeah. I said, can you text it to my phone? I want to share it with a couple of my listeners, a couple of my friends. He said, absolutely. Send it over to me. I forwarded it to him. He's like, cool. Now I know who to vote for. Sometimes, folks, it comes down to being as simple as giving them the names to vote for. This is, without a doubt, part of the process that we can do. One of the things you have to understand, this is about engaging, informing, educating people. Once they have the information, it's very simple. Let me see. I got a quick text message here. No, Raul, I'm not going to talk about that story at all. Okay, next, let's talk about the process of how you do this. It's very, very, very simple. You text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I send you the PAGS video. In the text, it says, please share with everyone you know. Next, you text me 10X. I send you the Lance Griffin text message that has all the information about going to the website 10xvotes.com and how to search for people you know. I've said this before. We're going to say it again every day until Election Day. Two groups that we must be focused on. Two groups. Deer hunters and people who go to church on Sundays. You absolutely have to address these people, approach these people, contact these people, give them the PAGS video. Follow back up with them. Did you watch the video? Yes. So you can then ask them point blank, does this video inform you, educate you enough to feel motivated to vote this year, Tuesday, November 5th? I'm willing to bet they say yes. One of the things we're looking at here, folks, you have to understand this. This is very, very critical. This is very, very important. You have to get this information out to them. Now, I've got a couple of text messages coming in already saying PAGS. These are from people who haven't gotten the video from me before. This is why I talk about it. This is why I'm going to play it in the next segment. I found out there's different audiences to different hours of this show. A lot of you listen first hour, 9 to 10, then get on with your day. Perhaps you listen to the podcast on demand later. I don't know. Some of you listen while you're in your car. Many of you are getting ready to go to lunch. So I'm going to play it in the next segment. Tomorrow morning, it'll rebroadcast. It'll replay at roughly 8:35 tomorrow morning. Sharing this information is your commitment to this show. I am not asking you to make calls. I'm not asking you to knock on doors. I'm not asking you to put up signs. I'm not asking you to stand outside of polling places on Tuesday, November 5th and wave signs or talk to people in the parking lot 100 feet away from the door. Not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to text me PAGS, text me 10X. I'll send you the information and then search for 10 people in your phone and provide them this information. We're going to play the PAGS video in the next segment. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.